Restoring My Soul, Friday the 3rd of April, Walking in the Light. We are entering rest by entering the kingdom of God. This we do by receiving faith from the Word. Our faith then becomes substantial as the expression of our Christian life from day to day. Accordingly, we do not seek fulfillment by any means other than by walking in the Spirit. This is the rest and refreshing that belongs to those with stammering lips and another tongue, who are edifying themselves in their most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. Those who are responding to the invitation to walk in the light of the Word are coming out of darkness. They are sons of light and sons of the day. In contrast, Jesus said that everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. These people are not willing to walk openly with their brethren regarding the process of reformation and cleansing that is happening in their life, their marriage, or their house, because they are ashamed. Simply, this means that they love their projections rather than their sanctification. Our sanctification is ministered to us by the Spirit through the proclamation of the Word, and it is established in the fellowship of the body of Christ. Jesus explained that people who were reticent to engage in a conversation in the light actually love the darkness because their deeds are evil. That is, their expression is self-defined, proceeding from an evil heart of unbelief. They are deceived, thinking that their darkened perspective, sourced from the law of their mind, is light. This is a presumptuous and perilous condition that is manifested by their weariness and discontent, and by their inability to give and receive openly and easily in the light of the Word. This inability to meet in the light will be apparent in the content of the conversations between a husband and a wife, as well as between couples from house to house and in the church. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 10 verse 17, Romans chapter 8 verse 14, Isaiah chapter 28 verses 11 and 12, Judges chapter 1 verse 20, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5, John chapter 3 verses 19 and 20, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12, and Matthew chapter 6 verse 23. For further study, 1 John chapter 1.